Folks, welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. President Trump, be warned. I believe the left, using Juan Merchan, the corrupt judge in New York, they have set a trap for you. They are going to try to rope you into violating this gag order. Juan Merchan releases some portions of the gag order against President Trump, but keeps in place one of the most important, well, one of the most dangerous portions of this gag order that, with the help of CNN, with the help of these devious debate moderators, could put President Trump in some hot water. We've got to make sure that he knows about this. I'm sure he does. I've talked to his team about it, but he's going to have to tread very lightly. And because you have to tread lightly during a debate against your opponent, that makes it election engineering. This is what we're seeing firsthand. Hey, folks, I want to make it clear. The podcast is brought to you by my friends over at the wellness company, TWC.health/grant. If you don't have the prescription medications on hand during times of emergency, the wellness company can help you. Get these kits with ivermectin, with a Z-Pak, amoxicillin, everything you need to keep you and your family safe. Again, it is the wellness company, TWC.health/grant. Promo code GRANT for 10% off. I'm grateful for them and their support of this program. Let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Stinchfield 1776 on all the social media platforms. So this was the big news that came out. And I want to warn everybody out there. A lot of people were thinking this was good news, that they lifted some of the gag order. This was coming out of New York. This was the records-keeping case involving Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. So President Trump now allowed to talk about the witnesses, not allowed to talk about prosecutors, except Alvin Bragg. But the main prosecutor that he needs to be talking about is Matthew Colangelo. This is the Department of Justice plant. He leaves the DOJ, goes up to New York to take a job as a prosecutor in New York after being a bigwig, top-level member of Merrick Garland's staff. It's a setup job. This is proof that it was a setup job. This is how Fox News covered the news.
This just into the newsroom now. New York Judge Juan Merchan has partially lifted the gag order imposed on former President Donald Trump during his criminal trial in New York City. Because the case is over, Merchan has lifted the parts of the gag order that protected specifically the witnesses and the jurors. But what Trump is still barred from commenting about publicly now is individual prosecutors, court staff, and their family members. This part of the gag order is going to remain in place until Trump receives his sentencing just a few weeks from now. Sandra, we were just talking about this, you were just talking about this with Carrie Urban a few moments ago. It sounds like this is some pretty big movement in favor of the former president.
Yeah, I mean, remember, all throughout this trial, every single time that the former president stepped out in front of that microphone, this was a major frustration of his, this gag order. And the judge has now lifted, to your point, Jillian, parts of the gag order, not in its entirety, because the case is over. Merchant has lifted parts of the gag order that protected witnesses and jurors. And also, as to reiterate, Trump still cannot comment about individual prosecutors, court staff, and their family members. That part of the gag order remains in effect until sentencing.
But I think they're missing the most important point here, folks. The most important point is Matthew Colangelo cannot be talked about. Matthew Colangelo is the architect of the lawfare against President Trump in New York City. We know that to be true. So what happens now when you get devious moderators like Dana Bash and Jake Tapper literally leading President Trump into this trap? Is Juan Merchan going to use the audio from the debate and say we're going to imprison President Trump over this gag order in advance of his July 11th sentencing? Maybe. Now, can you imagine if they went to put this man in prison? It's a possibility, folks. I believe they want to do anything they can do to take President Trump out of his ability to run for office. That includes imprisoning him, which he still can run, he still can win, and he still can govern from prison if that was the case, God forbid. The double, God forbid, is that they kill him. Secret Service has got to be on their game, man, because I think they're coming for President Trump like you have never seen before. And it is frightening to me. And President Trump loves to get out and about with the crowd. You see him at the Philly cheesesteak place. You see him at a bodega in the Bronx, surrounded by supporters. It would be very easy to get to him. And still, President Trump has the strength, resolve, brave to go out in public like he does, but he wants to be near the people. Unlike Joe Biden, who is in hiding one day before the debate. Where has he been? Since over the weekend, we have not seen Joe Biden. Is the Biden basement that he's in, or is it Tales from the Crypt? I don't know. But Joe Biden is MIA. Who does that before one of the biggest nights of your life? You think you'd be out in front, getting ready for it, hyping it up, getting the PR campaign going. Instead, he disappears, man. And this is what happens when he's in trouble. I am told the Biden administration, Team Biden, is in panic mode over Joe Biden and how he's going to handle this debate, even from the sheer factor of having to stand up there for 90 minutes. We know President Trump could stand on his head for 90 minutes when you look at what he does during his rallies. Joe Biden's going to have a real hard time up on that stage for 90 minutes. So they're trying to set all these traps, these little loopholes, these little bear traps for President Trump. I don't think it's going to work. But he needs to know that they're out there. And God forbid if he falls into one of those traps, what do? They throw him in jail. Here's Alina Haba, one of President Trump's top-notch attorneys.
This week's about the debate. Next week will be about, the week after next will be about the sentencing. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past Mershon. Think he'll try and put President Trump in jail in the middle of a presidential campaign leading into his convention?
No, I wouldn't put it past him. We're going to see what they recommend from the prosecution side. Obviously, there's some back and forth, but I don't put anything past them. If you recall, a few weeks ago, after the trial, someone spoke on The View and said, I've spoken to people in the prosecutor's office, in Alvin Bragg's office, and I've heard that they're going to recommend 1 year at Rikers. First and foremost, why are you speaking to anybody from the DA's office? Secondly, the fact is, I wouldn't put any of that past them, Sean. They couldn't beat him when they put him in court. They couldn't beat him when they put gag orders on every single case. But now they're going to try and jail him. I don't doubt it. It will literally cause an uproar in this country. They cannot do it. No. It would be ridiculously desperate. But hey, they are. They can't win. Biden's their candidate.
Ridiculously desperate. That's exactly what they are. They don't know what to do. So now the question becomes, if Joe Biden falters and fails on Thursday, we've got this vote for Merrick Garland to be held in contempt for not releasing the Robert Hur tapes. The Robert Hur tapes are those of Joe Biden being interviewed by the special counsel looking into Joe Biden's classified documents case. Remember, Hur said that Joe Biden was so feeble and so forgetful, so overridden with old age that he couldn't be prosecuted. He would have sympathy as just a weak old man. Well, these tapes have to be really bad in order to come to that conclusion. So here's my assessment. Friday, there's going to be a vote on whether or not to arrest, have the sergeant at arms of the House of Representatives arrest Merrick Garland, bring him in, and hold him until he gives up what Congress needs, and that's those tapes. If Joe Biden has a bad performance Thursday night and they need to move him out, that it becomes so devastating, it's like a crash at a NASCAR race, you watch. Merrick Garland will submit to Republicans in Congress and he'll release the Hur tapes as a way to continue Operation Oust Joe Biden so they can get somebody else in there that can rescue the Democrat Party. I'm not sure anybody can. Forget about Gavin Newsom. He's not liked. He's slick. He's disgusting. He doesn't fit the bill for Democrats. His state is destroyed. Wes Moore is the guy that I'm looking at. We've talked about it. The governor from Maryland. He's a likable guy. And they're really pushing him out there. And they're bringing him into all kinds of moderate forums like Fox News to up his ante. They made Barack Obama the Messiah in 2 weeks. They could put anybody they want out there and make them a rock star in just a few weeks. Anybody but Joe Biden, anybody but Kamala Harris. They've already sealed their fate as totally, totally unlikable. Those people are not going anywhere. All right, so as we look at this, then, folks, I want to talk about the debate moderators. Now, Dana Bash, I can play clips of all how deceitful and biased they are. But Dana Bash's husband, let's just play this out. Dana Bash's husband is that guy you see on your screen circled right there. He was one of the spies who lied, one of the 50-plus so-called intelligence experts that said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Dana Bash's husband. Do you see how insidious this all is? They are all folks in it together, and it is disgusting to me that they are in it together. So all of this breeds down into a real problem for Democrats. It's why they're losing support. The American people see this lawfare, and they now see the hoax that they've been trying to perpetrate against President Trump, from Russian collusion to the P tapes to all the other crazy stuff they drummed up on President Trump. They see it's fake. They see the claims that Americans are racist, Republican Americans are racist. They see that's fake. And now what they've had to witness is 3.5 years under Joe Biden, and they feel like they're hurting. Housing prices are up 47%. 47%. Interest rates still at 7%. Who in the world can afford a house nowadays? Now, there is a happy medium. You want home prices to go up, so you make an investment, you make a little money. I would say 4, 5, 6% a year, your house goes up, good, you're making money. But interest rates have to come down so people can afford the houses. Now we've got millions of people out there that cannot afford a house with grocery prices through the roof. All of this is crushing for Americans. President Trump, you cut government spending, you drill, baby, drill. I promise you, inflation comes right down, interest rates come right down, people can start to afford a house again, and the American dream becomes a possibility. That's the reality of the situation today. All right, folks, I'm going to tell you about this Georgia judge. Oh, my gosh. So another just, I don't know. I'm going to call it what it is. It sure looked like a low-life performance from a judge in Douglas County, Georgia, who was totally wasted, it appears. She punches a cop. She gets kicked off of her court position as a county probate judge by the Supreme Court. We've got the video and audio of this whole thing go down. Wait until you see it. You really do have to see it to believe it. But before we get there, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com is where I want you to go. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. It's being part of a team. It is being part of an army. It's being part of a group that is proud to own a Patriot Mobile phone, use Patriot Mobile service, because some of your money that you pay for that cell phone service is going to push great causes like supporting our Second Amendment, our veterans, our first responders, making sure that pro-life issues are at the top of the list, making sure that First Amendment issues are there, returning morals and values to our school system. These are all the things that Patriot Mobile pushes. Why would you spend any money with a woke cell phone company? So my Patriot Mobile phone is one of these phones that they call a Patriot One phone. Yeah, it's an iPhone, but it's one phone, two lines, two networks. So if one network goes down, I've got another network that's a backup. Also, as a business owner, I can have two lines coming into this phone, easy to receive and call from each different line on one phone. If this is something that interests you, you got to get in touch with Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Again, PatriotMobile.com/Grant. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. Do it today. All right. Do you want to see the video of this woman? I mean, my Lord. So her name is Crystal Pearson, Douglas County prosecutor. The Georgia Supreme Court, after witnessing this charade, said, you know what? We're removing you from the bench. This foul-mouthed scuffle is not appropriate for a judge. It's not appropriate for a drunken stooge. But here is Crystal Pearson.
For what? I wasn't cuffed. I wasn't really needed. Shut the fuck up. You look like a nigga who was trying to eat before and I never let him. Relax. Shut the fuck up. And stop touching me.
Don't.
Yeah, stop touching me. Get the fuck off of me. Stop touching. I got it. I can walk on my own. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I got it. I can walk on my own. Don't touch me.
So that is not behavior from a judge. If my child was acting that with law enforcement, she's supposed to be on the side of law enforcement and she's acting like an arrogant ass. And I apologize for the language here. You know, I don't like to use language on this podcast. Not often, every now and then. I am half Italian from New York. Don't tell anybody. But every now and then it slips out. So I apologize in advance. But she is foul-mouthed trash. At least that's what she's acting like here.
You're preventing
Take
that.
Me. I could give a damn. Take me where you want
to
take me.
So how do you want me to take you somewhere
now,
expeditiously?
Now. Take me where you want to take me. No! No! No!
All right, so this is about to be the fight. This is just cutting back and forth between the highlights of her in the cruiser, at the jail. This is how it all started. Okay? And it appears she was in a physical dispute with somebody. At least that's what it looks like.
No, he just punched me. Everything for no reason. Let him fucking go. Let him fucking go. Let him fucking go. Let him fucking go.
That's a cop.
Well, she just hit the cop. I'm sure at this point, the cop has no idea that she's a judge. Not that it would matter. Not after you punch a cop, you're going to jail. I mean, let's face it. There is nothing getting you out of that. And you hear the people yell, that's a cop. What are you doing? That's a cop. So now here's the interaction once they get her to the cruiser. She's denying everything. When it's on body cam, you think she'd be smarter about all this.
No. Take me where you want to take me.
I can't take you.
No,
I don't have any identification on
me. I don't care. You don't need the identification. You have locked people up. And you have picked up dead bodies when you don't know who bodies it was, ma'am. But you picked them up.
Ma'am.
Take me where you need to take me.
I'm trying to.
No, take me where you need to take me immediately, expeditiously.
You're preventing
Take
that.
Me. I could give a damn. Take me where you want
to
take me.
So how do you want me to take you somewhere expeditiously?
Now. Take me where you want to take me.
All right, so kids, this is a lesson in arrogance, entitlement, and the ills of excessive alcohol. Now, if you're under 21, I'm here to tell you, don't drink, okay? I don't want my kid drinking. Alcohol's bad. I'm with President Trump that if you never drank, it's probably for the best. You know me, I like my Tito's on the rocks. One, two a night. I take a break two, three nights a week, but I'm not going to tell you not to drink alcohol. But I don't drink it excessively, and I always stay in control. This is out of control. That is not behavior fit for a judge. Yet that's what we get from Christina Pearson, who is out of control. She needs to be hauled off in front of a judge and scolded for her behavior. But what's going on in Georgia that we have all these officers of the court that are completely out of line with no respect for law enforcement, no respect for the law? And yeah, that's what we get in Georgia. It's pretty darn bad, isn't it? It really is. I mean, when you think about her.
Shut the fuck up. You look like a nigga who was trying to eat something before and I never let him. Relax. Shut the fuck up.
Her mother must be so proud.
Yeah, stop touching me. Get the fuck off of me. Stop touching. I got it. I can walk on my own. Don't touch me.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, that's just bad news. She looks bad. She sounds bad. She acts bad. Bad news all the way around. Christina Pearson, my guess is the next courtroom you enter, you will not be wearing a robe. You will be wearing an orange jumpsuit, and it should stay that way. You broke the law. Now you got to deal with the consequences. And I assume you will never sit behind a bench again. In front of it, maybe, with two tables sitting on either side. Prosecutor on one side, you on the other. Sad state of affairs. Sad, sad, sad state of affairs coming out of Georgia. All right. I want to talk about Steve Bannon momentarily. So Steve Bannon is set to report to prison very, very soon. He's got an appeal going to the Supreme Court. Now, remember Steve Bannon's case. He was held in contempt of Congress for not testifying because of what he claimed was executive privilege, just like Peter Navarro, who got sent to prison for this. Not testifying before this sham of a committee, the J6 Select Committee, as we call it, the J6 Unselect Committee. Well, according to House rules, there was no ranking member on the committee. There was no appointment by the ranking member to the committee, which makes the committee null and void. So how could you be held in contempt of a committee that is not recognized by the House of Representatives? And apparently the Speaker of the House, along with this bipartisan group, will take a vote to declare the Unselect Committee not proper or legal by the House of Representatives and then submit that to the Supreme Court. That should tell the Supreme Court, look, how can you be held in contempt in front of a body that is not recognized? This is a last-ditch effort to keep Steve Bannon out of jail for 4 months, which is what he was sentenced to. This is Matt Gaetz.
I believe the only way Steve Bannon does not go to jail is if there is a vote at an entity called the BLAG, the Bipartisan Legal Advisory Group. It is made up of the Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader, the Majority Whip, the Minority Leader, and the Minority Whip. So the Republicans hold a 3-2 in this. Bannon is going to petition for an en banc review of this determination to revoke his bail. When he does, I believe the BLAG should and will take a 3-2 vote for the House to seek leave to file an amicus brief with the en banc court that the January 6th committee was illegitimate. It was illegitimately formed. It was a runaway committee. It did not have a proper minority member. And whether it's Peter Navarro or Steve Bannon, nobody should be sitting in a jail cell because they would not comply with the absurd musings of a committee unlike any before in our nation's history.
Talk me through that again. So he would go to this committee, this five-person committee, where there's three people.
Yes. Three Republicans.
And if they vote in favor, then they would create.
And what it would do, what they would do is they would go to the court and say, we want to tell the court that it is now the official view of the House of Representatives that the January 6th committee was illegitimate. Wow. And then Bannon's lawyers could ask the court to take judicial notice of that vote by the BLAG, which would then give them a basis to allow his bail to stay in effect.
And Republicans can do this with the majority.
The Republicans can do this without even taking a floor vote. Mike Johnson, Steve Scalise, and Tom Emmer can do it, and it is my belief that they are working toward that end as we speak.
Oh, wonderful. That's good news.
What's the justice?
What about Navarro?
Huh? He deserves the same thing.
Yeah, he deserved it yesterday. He shouldn't even be locked up.
No. Peter Navarro shouldn't be locked up. Steve Bannon shouldn't be locked up. But this is the lawfare that we're seeing across the country against anybody associated with President Trump and, of course, against President Trump himself. So, of course, the two Democrats on this BLAG committee will vote against this, but it's 3-2. And it's set up where the party in charge has the overriding vote, as well it should be. So why wasn't this done earlier? That's my question. Why weren't we pushing this earlier? Why hadn't Mike Johnson or Kevin McCarthy dubbed this unselect committee unconstitutional, unrecognizable, that say the House of Representatives not recognizing this? Why would this done earlier? Who came up with this idea? Somebody must have. I wonder if it was Gaetz who actually came up with this idea, because it's a good one. We've got to get some relief, folks, some relief for Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. And then we've got to go after the lawfare that is going around right now as well. On another note, we've got this decision from the Supreme Court, which I'm very, very upset about. The Supreme Court decided not to take up this case of the government telling social media companies who to censor. And their reasoning was that the plaintiffs in the case didn't have, quote, standing. This is a kick the case down the road. This is literally shirking their duties as Supreme Court justices. Judge Alito had a 32-page decision about dissent on this, about why this was the wrong decision and why these plaintiffs most certainly did have standing. Amy Coney Barrett, who was part of the 6-3, who ruled against this, that wanted to actually take this case up, was Gorsuch, Alito, and Clarence Thomas. And Amy Coney Barrett sided with the liberal groups here, and she said basically that the plaintiffs could not prove that they'd be damaged in the future by this. But you most certainly can. Just take my experience. I'm deplatformed on Facebook because of this government censoring. I lose money and a monetary value of the ability to make money on Facebook. I'm deplatformed from YouTube. So YouTube, I'm deplatformed. Facebook, I should say I'm demonetized, not deplatformed. The demonetization from Facebook was even harsher than the deplatforming from YouTube because I made more money on Facebook than I did YouTube. All of it wiped out. So if this happens again, what happens when Twitter wipes me out? What happens when Facebook then decides to wipe me out, or my new YouTube channel decides to wipe me out? All of it is really, really a problem. And so I would offer up the Supreme Court should have taken this up. Alito called it one of the most important First Amendment cases of our time. The left is using this as saying, oh, well, the government can censor people on social media. That's not what they said. They said, we're not going to make a decision on this. We're not going to take up this case because the plaintiffs, in their opinion, didn't have standing. This is the same situation with President Trump's election cases. They didn't decide that there was no election fraud. They said the plaintiffs didn't have standing who brought the cases to the Supreme Court. It's a way for the Supreme Court to kick the can down the road, and it's not cool right now when we have really, really serious issues at play. You know, Nancy Pelosi said the Supreme Court was a rogue court. She just said this the other day. How is this a rogue court siding with, quote, right-wing extremists, says Nancy Pelosi, when they decide not to take this case up? That's going to anger conservatives. They supported access to the abortion pill. That's going to anger conservatives. They did not take up RFK Jr.'s vaccine cases. That's going to anger conservatives. How is it a rogue court? To me, I think the court is doing its best. I may not always agree with what it does, but I do believe it's doing its best here to weigh these issues on the merit of the cases. Sometimes I agree with them. Sometimes I don't, as this case, this First Amendment case. I don't agree with kicking the can down the road. But I did agree with other cases, like Roe v. Wade, putting it back in the hands of the states. So we are still waiting for the immunity case to come out. And this is a very important case. Now, I think both sides are going to be upset about this. I think President Trump's going to get some immunity, and I think some immunity will be taken away from President Trump. Neither side is going to be totally happy with this decision. In my opinion, the president should get total immunity, but I don't think the Supreme Court is going to see it the way I do. All right, folks. That is going to do it for us. Let me remind you about my friends over at the Wellness Company. I'll tell you what, I just got strep throat 2 weeks ago. Thankfully, I had amoxicillin on hand because of the kit that I got from the Wellness Company. Started popping those. I'm good to go, man, literally in 2 days. TWC.health/Grant, promo code Grant for 10% off. You'd rather have one of these kits with ivermectin, Z-Pak, all the things you need in there to keep you and your family safe. You'd rather have it than need it and not have it, especially with drugstores closing down. There is a shortage of drugs going on right now. Natural disasters, who knows what else could happen. Make sure you're prepared. I got food, water, and ammunition. I also have prescription medications. This is about having everything you need to keep you and your family safe during times of chaos. TWC.health/Grant. Use that promo code Grant. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Stinchfield 1776 on all the social media platforms. GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. Sign up for the email list there. We'll see you tonight on the Real America's Voice show, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And Stinchfield's Army rolls. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you soon.